Amen. Well, Lord, now we pray that you would just take your word and just make it a lamp unto our feet, Lord, and a light unto our path. And Lord, let it richly dwell within us, as you tell us to let your word richly dwell, Lord, within us. The words of Christ. Come, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalm 139 yesterday, still there again today, part of it in the Passion Translation. And again, I would encourage you, if you don't have that translation, to get it. It's really a great word of passion, because I don't really care much, and you might like it if you have it, for the New Testament, because the New Testament is usually Greek is word for word. It's more about the word, you know. Hebrew is more thought for thought. And this, the Hebrew language is very, very passionate, much more than we are. You know, Middle Easterners are very passionate. And you see, if you read the Old Testament, how they would, you know, wail or, you know, mourn for days on end. And even now, they have the wailing wall where they go when they pray and they wail, you know. Just stuff we're not used to over here. You know, we as Americanized everything, and men, you know, you don't cry, you hide your emotions and all that kind of stuff. Well, they don't do that. They get it out, you know, and a lot healthier, I'm sure, for it. And yesterday, we covered just some wonderful things that's in here about just God's sovereignty, about our paths. In closing it, I'll just read it real quick. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. That's a really good word. With your hand of love upon my life, and you impart to me a father's blessing. And one part of it was that I really like about, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You have examined my innermost being with your loving gaze. Psalm 139:1 from the Passion Translation. And again, yesterday, just read again because it's just so good. Every single moment you're thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on the shore. When I wake each morning, you're still thinking of me. Everybody that I pray for or deal with, that's probably the number one thing that we all struggle with, is our relationship with God and intimacy, you know, struggling with who God is, and more so than not, how God feels about us. Because we can get down who God is, but getting how he loves us personally and how he feels toward us is very difficult, you know, because you have to fight through all of those broken emotions and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that every single moment you're thinking about me, how precious are your thoughts. You cherish me. And every morning when I awake, you're thinking about me. And so again, I've said all that to say, that's the reason it's so important to develop listening ears. Just to say, God, what are you thinking? It's okay to say, God, what are you thinking about me? What do you, you know? I used to keep a journal, and I would write down, disease thought, you know, a disease thought that you're thinking about yourself at the time. You know, if you're thinking a negative thought, you know, anxious thought, condemning thought, write it down. And then you write down healing word. And then you say, okay, Lord, what are you saying about me right now at this moment? I want to hear your healing word. And you wait on that word. And it's amazing the words God will speak to you. Totally not what you think that he's going to speak to you or what you think you deserve, you know, like, all right, give it to me, Lord, just go ahead, lay it on me, I need to hear it, you know, and then he'll speak something totally out of left field. But he speaks because he speaks to your innermost being. He speaks to that part of you, which we're going to talk about today. And I love this part. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the winds of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me. Your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, or that word overwhelm is bruise me, surely the darkness will bruise me, and the light around me will become night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. You formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Now I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation. Where could I go from your spirit, and where could I run and hide from your face? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you are waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness to you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There is no difference between the two. Isn't that so good? You form my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside, my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. Thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. I like that. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. You know, one thing that I was thinking about in reading this today, in Psalm 139, David wrote this. He wrote about it. This has to be sung by the chief singer in the temple. There were singers, right, singing in the temple. But there was one person who was the chief of the singers. This particular psalm had to be sung by the chief singers. And it was one of the psalms, a lot of people believe that this was like the greatest psalm that David wrote. And many of the Jewish people would sing this or quote this every day, because it talks about just God's omnipotence, his omnipresence, you know. More so than any other psalm there is. Just a great song. This song has to be sung by the greatest, you know, because it's such a cool psalm. Then they don't know really when he wrote it. I think he wrote it after a time of when he ran from the Lord, because you can see and hear, no matter where I go, you're there. You know, the years he spent in Ziklag, the years he spent running from Saul, you know, about 7 or 8 years where he was just kind of running from the Lord, you know, away from his presence. When he said that even darkness, you know, I can't even run in the darkness. You're there, God, which is an encouragement to me, encouragement to you. And I'll read it again. I like the New American Standard here better than actually in verse 11. If I should say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me. Now, have you ever walked through, and which we call, I've heard a lot of people, it's kind of become a cliche and a charismatic world, the dark night of the soul, you know, when God just leads you in dark places where you just can't seem to find him or hear him as clearly in places, right? Well, if you hadn't been there, you will be. So as a word of encouragement to you, right? But here's the word, because he's saying you feel like it's going to overwhelm you. But there, you're not going to be overwhelmed. And that word overwhelm is bruise. You feel like this is going to bruise me. This is going to crush me or harm me. But actually, it's crushing you, you know, in a very good way. But it's not going to overwhelm you. And you feel like the light around you is even dark. Even the things you can't even call to mind what God has shown you in the past. Have you ever been there before? You can't even think of what even revelation that God had given you before. You're just kind of in this dark. You can't even see a speck of light anywhere. Right? But the encouragement he wants to tell you is light and darkness is the same to God. There's no difference. It's just to him it's all the same. You know, it's just as bright there in the darkness as it is in the light. It's the same to him. It's the same God in bright when you can see and hear him just as clearly as it is when it's dark and you can't seem to find him very much. That's what this whole psalm is about. He's still there. He's behind you. He's before you. The verses we read before that, he's already gone into your future. We read that. Not only to go into your future, but he's also following behind you, making sure the things of your past, they don't overtake you. Right? Isn't that cool? So it's all alike to you. And you know me so well, God, because you formed this. He's not talking about my lungs and my heart and all that stuff. Yeah, he formed that. But he's talking about when he formed my innermost being, he's talking about my very spirit, where I dwell with him, where he dwells with me. He formed that part of me. That's who I really am. He knows that part even better than you do. And that's what he deals with. Right? He's always, I love this psalm because he's always, and then that those parts, how he ends it with, as we read yesterday, your thoughts outnumber the sand. That's a lot of sand. That's a lot of grains of sand. You know that? So wherever you are now, you may be in a place of where it's kind of dark in the sense of your walk with God. You can't really see. Okay? Be encouraged. Dark and light are the same to him. He has you there for a reason. It's easy to trust God when you can see where you're going. Right? But when he cuts all the lights out, and you can't see what's in front of you. This lady here can understand that more than we can, right? And you have to trust somebody. She had to trust this lady to walk her in. Okay? You're in that place because you're now having to trust God to walk you. Okay? And he's not going to lead you to something. See, she didn't make her walk in and fall over a pew, right? He's not going to do that. That's her friend. She loves her. God's not going to lead us places where we're going to fall over something or fall down a hill or throw us over the edge of a cliff or whatever, right? It's all the same to him. And a lot of you need to hear that because you're in a place like that. You got to learn to trust God when the lights go out. Okay? Because he's still as good as when the lights are on. Light and dark are the same to him. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.